Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. On the phone lines right now, I told you he was coming. We're going to chat it up with a former NFL starting quarterback. He had a 15-year career, former Pro Bowler. Now he's the host of the Huddle Up podcast with Gus. It's my main man, Gus Frerotte. Gus, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Let's go a little bit further. Let's get away to the start of your career and then talk about now. You were drafted by the Redskins in 1994. You had a 15-year career. We know everything that's going on with the Skins right now, formerly be the Redskins. What are your thoughts on the name change?
Well, the way I see it, I understand there's a lot of people that have been involved with the Redskins for a long time, and there's a lot of emotion and a lot of, just memories tied up into the name. But I don't think it's going to – I mean, the name is changing definitely. But, you know, we all lived in Washington, or we played for the Washington, whatever it's going to be next. And so I understand when people like Monty Coleman, he says he's always going to be a Redskin. And Darryl Green says, you know, the name change is fine. It's about love. And it's really about, you know, our country is a melting pot. And so if there's a part of our country that's hurting, and a name change is going to help somebody ease the pain a little bit, I'm all for it. It's just a name. It's still going to be the Washington Redskins. They're still hopefully going to play at FedEx Field. Who knows? But, and if there's any team that may need a little bit of a change, it might be the Redskins.
Here we go. Gus Frerotte is on the line with us. You talk about a change. We're hearing a lot, not necessarily just about the name change, but also about ownership. We're hearing about executives that are leaving. The team seems to be in more turmoil than anything else. You were gone. You were at the Lions by the time that Dan Snyder took over. What was your experience playing for the organization under Jack Kent Cook?
It was great. Mr. Cook was a wonderful owner. He just did things the right way. I think he grew up with a mindset of hard work, from his humble beginnings to what he grew his empire to be. And then, Mr. Cook was just one of those people that you'd come into his office, he'd have a conversation with you. He ran the team, I think, the right way. And, you know, he created a lot of great championships there in Washington, and people loved him. And, he wasn't afraid to go out into the community, let people use the name, let people say, hey, you know, we're part of the Redskins organization for charity, for community development, whatever it was. He was just an all-around guy like that, that I think that a lot of players, and, obviously he was older when I was there, so you had a lot of respect for him. And, over the time I was there, I got to know a little bit more about him, what he was like, and, he proved to be a really good owner.
Gus Frerotte is here with us. Let's talk about what's going on the field right now for the Redskins. Obviously, new coach in Ron Rivera. You have a relatively new quarterback in Dwayne Haskins who's going to be looking to prove himself. What are your thoughts on Dwayne? We've seen him in a limited sample size, and he has to show up. What do you think about him and the options for the rest of the team to improve?
Well, for Dwayne, for me, we obviously all know he has the talent. He proved it in his last year of college. He showed some signs of it last year. And so coming into this year, it's, okay, can you continue that talent? Can you continue that emotion and that leadership, those qualities that you have to be a quarterback in the NFL, to lead a team, to lead a franchise, to have everything rest on your shoulders? And then can you make those plays in those dire minutes that is going to win you games? And so that's one of the things that we're going to have to wait and see if Dwayne can do that. Obviously, he can make all the throws. He's athletic. He can do everything you need to do. He can be a drop-back passer. He can run the ball. Everything that I probably couldn't do. But, you know, I'm excited to see his progression this year. And in his second year, you want to see him step up to the bat. Obviously, they're going to have a good team around him. Coach Rivera is an amazing coach. And I think if they got some good components around them, they're going to have a great year.
Well, Gus, I got to ask you, that's on the field with the name change and the rumors about ownership in the front office. Do you feel that the Redskins will be in a position sooner than later to succeed and have long-term success in the NFC East?
I don't know about sooner, but I know that if they keep doing the right things, they might get there. But if there is turmoil in the, you know, in the staff, in the ownership, in the building, all those things, it affects everyone the whole way down to the bottom of the food chain. And, you know, when there is that turnover, a new GM may come in and change the wait staff, the equipment staff, the trainers. All that stuff can change, and that can cause a big flux in an organization. Hopefully they can create some stability now going forward. Get a new name. Let's settle everything down, and let's let our players go out in the field, and let's let our coaches do their jobs.
Former NFL vet Gus Frerotte is on the line with us. Speaking about the NFC East, you know, you were a high school coach. I think that's pretty cool that you gave back to the community in St. Louis. You actually coached Ezekiel Elliott. Earlier today, he was on Twitter just kind of reminding folks about his stats and telling folks that I don't know why people look at me a different way. What are your thoughts on Ezekiel Elliott? What did you see in him outside of his physical talents when he was in high school?
Well, I think that outside of his physical talents, it was his mind, his mental talents. You know, Ezekiel, very smart, understood the game very well, played it from the time he was a little kid. And you know, we were at John Burrow School in St. Louis, and it was a very, you know, very academic school. We didn't have a lot of players. We didn't have a lot of players that knew a lot about football. So a lot of times when I needed somebody to show them what to do, and I couldn't do it physically because I was older and beat up, I would say, hey, Zeke, can you go do that? Even if it was left tackle, he knew what to do because he knew the game so well. And I think that helped him get to where he went to Ohio State and then promote him to where he is now. I mean, he's just a smart player. And obviously, you know, the physicality that he plays with, he put on some weight since high school, but we saw the talent in high school. And I think the biggest thing was hopefully he learned a little bit about how to be a leader and push the team in the right direction. And that's really what I tried to emphasize with him in high school.
Do you believe that the criticism that he always receives is warranted? Do you think he gets a bad rap?
No, I don't think so. I think that maybe some of his off-field stuff that people, when you have some of the situations that he had, sometimes they criticize you for that. But, you know, he's with the Cowboys organization. He's proved that he's an elite running back. And, you know, I think that they haven't gone in deep into the playoffs and won those games they need to win. And until they do that, you're always going to have that type of criticism, I think. And, you know, I feel like that Zeke can break through. You know, they need leadership from him and Dak at the Cowboys. They're going to have a new coach in Mike McCarthy. And I think Mike's going to try to solidify some of that stuff. And, you know, it's got to be really interesting to see that whole NFC package between the Cowboys, the Redskins, the Eagles, and, you know, what and the Giants and who's going to come out on top and all that, because there's a lot of flux. The only team that's really been stable is the Eagles.
Yeah, the NFC East is always a battle. Gus Frerotte is on the line with us. With your experience having coached high school students, playing in college, playing in the NFL, do you believe, especially with everything going on in the world right now, is it a good idea for high school students, college students, or even NFL players to be out there on the field?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say that. You know, this is something that we've never really had to deal with, if you think about it. I mean, this is a new situation for everyone. It came in an off season. We saw how the NBA, how the NHL, how Major League Baseball are dealing with it. It's going to be very interesting because I think right now we're not going to have preseason. And so it's very interesting. And I feel really bad if things are canceled. I know in Pennsylvania they just canceled the whole PSAC league. For college, smaller college teams. And, you know, the PIAA, the high school sports in Pennsylvania, they said that they're going to continue with the season and all teams can start practicing beginning August 10th. So we'll see what happens as long as we can keep our numbers down. And I think the most important thing is that people are smart. They sanitize. They take care. They keep clean. They wear masks. And, you know, we can control this thing. And we can get kind of bad. I don't think we're ever going to get back to normal for a long time. But we're hopefully smart enough as a country, as a community, that we can do things the right way.
Gus Frerotte, former NFL quarterback, former vet, is on the line with us. I want to go back in the past again. You coached Zeke in high school. Someone else that you have experience with is Kyle Shanahan. You played under Mike at a point in Denver. I mean, Kyle was a teen when you were a Bronco. Are you surprised at the success that Kyle Shanahan has had?
Well, I think it's in the bloodlines, but also think that you have to be pretty smart to run that offense. And Kyle, when I listened to him speak, I knew him from when he was in high school going to college at Texas. And you know, I played for his dad. I played for Coach Kubiak, where he grew up, you know, as a Bronco. And, you know, I think that he's just doing such a good job. He's taking it to another level, and he's doing a tremendous job of recruiting talent, not being super hard. I have a good friend who is coaching the receivers in San Francisco, Wes Welker, and Wes said he just loves how Kyle does stuff, and it's not like crazy. They're not over the top about being in there obscene hours, but you got to put your work in. We got to get it done. If things are going the right way, then you know, is what we always said as players, if we're doing our job, why keep us here all hours of the day? And I think Kyle kind of has a little bit of that player mentality in him. So I think he's doing a wonderful job, you know, just listening to him, how he called plays, how he's seeing the field, and he's trying to take advantage of every situation. I think he's doing a great job of that.
Gus Frerotte is here with us. Over the past several years, you've worked with tech companies. You've been real invested and interested in monitoring or allowing athletes to monitor their brain health and also their own wellness. Why is that something that you got involved with?
You know, it was a good friend of mine who started this company, Clarence Carlos. It's called RC21X. When I got out of the NFL and I transitioned, I went into coaching. I coached Ezekiel, like you talked about. Another player who I coached in high school that is going to be a starting linebacker for the Falcons this year, Foye Oluokun, I coached in high school. He graduated with Ezekiel and went to Yale. And then I got out of the coaching, and I said, okay, what am I going to do next? And I think a lot of players that come out of professional sports or even people that come out of the military have those kind of issues, and you're trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do next. And so for me, it was trying to find those things. And so Clarence was one of the first people I talked to at RC21X. And he's like, you got to come on board. We're creating an app that really takes and measures your brain performance. It's all about performance. And if your performance changes, you got to know it. Because we understand that the brain is the computer for everything. And if that brain is doing well, then we know that the rest of you can perform at its highest level. So that's one of the things I've been doing. And then lately, I've been working with the Energy Innovation Center out of Pittsburgh, where they do workforce development. We've created a lot of programs to help people, whether it's getting jobs or bringing major companies in. And what we've done is we've taken an old building and really refurbished it to be LEED Platinum and really making it energy efficient. So we've done anything from innovation to energy. We've really targeted different aspects, and Pittsburgh, I feel, is really leading the way in that, so I'm really proud to be a part of that and RC21X.
Oh, Gus, you're a busy man. Talk to us about the Huddled Up with Gus podcast.
Well, that podcast started about a year ago. I was really interested in, you know, sometimes when you listen to, no offense, but sometimes when you listen to talk radio and people have a lot of hypotheticals and things and you know, they're just talking about the game or the sport, I wanted to hear more stories when I turned on sports radio. I wanted to hear more about people's backgrounds and interview them longer. And, you know, radio is short and you got to cut it off. And so my podcast was really about, like, hey, let's go out and talk to people, all these people that I know. Let's go talk to them about how sports shaped their life. And that's really what we got into. And so it really lets us talk to not just people that are professional athletes, but people from any walk of life, because sports has touched so many lives. Whether you're a doctor or you're an attorney or you're just a consultant in a business, even athletes. I just interviewed Herschel Walker, which was an amazing interview. I interviewed Renee Montgomery. She's a former WNBA player in Atlanta. You know, people have these incredible stories. And when we start going back to when they were a kid and that moment they fell in love with sports, people really connect. And I think it's been really powerful for me, and I somehow I found out I love interviewing people.
That's an amazing thing. Well, Gus, I tell you, you're a great talker. Renee Montgomery is actually a buddy of mine. We had her on the JR Sport Brief show not too long ago. And, Gus, I also got to thank you. You're coming on my show, and you're ruining, you're telling some of the secrets about storytelling. A lot of people don't believe in that in sports talk radio.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is you got to have a little bit something that people want to come back and listen to you again. And hopefully I can bring that with Huddle Up with Gus. And people can check me out on my website, huddleupwithgus.com, and subscribe to our podcast. That would be wonderful if they can do that. But it's all about that. It's all about, we all have a story to tell. It's hopefully a little part of your story can affect somebody else's life and put them in the right direction.
Gus Frerotte has been hanging out with us here, former NFL vet and quarterback. Gus, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on.
No, thank you for having me, man. Anytime.
No doubt about it. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.